Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Well, 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 here we are at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Yeah!
Oh, our third year back. Somehow, we have not blown it, and we keep getting invited back. Chef Bruno joins us once again, and it is lovely to see you. Bonjour.
Good morning.
Bonjour, how are you?
We're wonderful.
Good to be back.
Nice to see you. You have laid out quite a spread in front of us. Last night we all ate at Sante.
Yes.
And it was delicious, as always. I don't know how you make chicken wings, the most amazing thing that anybody's ever had.
Did you eat outside on the patio or inside?
We ate inside, and they brought us all the appetizers. We had like the lobster mac and cheese and the meatballs. And
you had
all
my
the
favorites then.
Mm.
Don't forget to eat outside. We have a wonderful patio overlooking at the pool. It's probably the best area to dine
outside.
It is.
Where we're going to do dinner the other night. It was fantastic.
So I can see that you guys were hungry this morning. You ordered all that food.
We didn't order that. You brought that out. These are your best things.
Even myself, I could not eat all of that. So let me tell you what we have over here.
Yeah, what do we have?
A little smoked salmon with quail eggs. Then we have a little scrambled eggs with caviar from California.
Oh.
Here we have everybody's favorite, the huevos rancheros.
Oh, in
the
I love that.
You want one of those?
You dropped a full-on egg on top. It's in a cup. That's bizarre.
That looks killer.
I didn't.
And then a little biscuit and gravy, an American favorite.
Love that. Sure.
Don't buy a French man. A little oatmeal creme brulee.
Oatmeal creme brulee.
What among strawberries, right on your left when you're going back to San Francisco, you see the field. That's where we go pick them up 3 times a week.
Oh. Mm.
We don't put strawberries in the refrigerator here, and we buy local.
Nice. Mm. That's beautiful.
And a little parfait with homemade oatmeal.
Parfait.
Very simple.
That's what. Now, it almost looks like it has a peanut butter cup on top of it. Like, what's happening on top of that?
That's my pastry chef has created that. It's probably some type of a leftover broken pieces of cookie.
Oh, looks delicious.
It all looks so good.
I'm telling you.
With a little flour. All organic.
Oh,
no,
that's
pretty.
All
organic.
Flour in there.
Well, actually, organic.
Hooman loves the organic.
All our product over here, we really focus on what's the freshest, what's the best, what's in season, but nevertheless, we never forget about using organic, non-GMO product.
Fair. Amen.
Right.
Well, nice. You have a high standard here at the Fairmont.
Absolutely.
Yes. And thank you again for the breakfast that you guys put out and for dinner last night. This is lovely. And it's always great to see you, Chef Bruno.
Always welcome.
All right. Visit
thank
him at
Santa
here at the Fairmont. Thank you so much.
We ate separately from you guys last night because, of course, you guys were having fun and we have a 3-year-old.
Mm.
But we also had an excellent meal. We had steak and they made mac and cheese for the kid. And it was, I couldn't even stop eating the mac and cheese. I was like, bite for you and for me. So good. Santi, everyone. Check it out.
So good. But immediately. I'm wondering, like, how long do I have to wait before I get some of those?
Which one are you going to try?
I'm going to go for the salmon.
Yeah, I was going to go
the
for the
quail
salmon,
egg.
Too. I'll wait.
I like the oatmeal creme brulee, too.
All that looks really good. So we should just...
Oh, so...
Hold on. 2017 Mazda 3. Named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. Better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram. I did a story of the food we just described.
Oh, okay. A story of the food.
Good job, Hooman.
Thank you.
The story of the food.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
yeah,
so
if you
much.
Check our Instagram, there should be stories of everything. Our photo shoot, the pool party,
right.
The
oh,
food
yeah.
here at the Sonoma, Fairmont. It's excellent.
It is excellent. So welcome. Who here was at the Secret Show last night? Oh, a few of you, but a lot of people wandered in this morning. Thank you guys so much for filling up all the seats. We really appreciate it. Of course, you know, we didn't want to be alone here
right,
this morning.
Not a live show. That's embarrassing.
Just us yelling at each other. It's not as good. So thank you guys very much. And thanks to the Fairmont. And I'm serious when I say thanks for having us back 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
We aren't always on our best behavior. They've heard The Secret Show, and yet they continue to.
Right.
Which gives you some insight into that. we're going to start with Rob Lowe. We've talked about this new show he's got on A&E.
Well, he's also played the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, right?
Yeah.
He has.
He's one of the Colonel Sanders characters.
And then he does like the DirecTV Rob Lowe.
Those are gone.
Those were good, though. I liked those.
Those
I thought he did
fun.
A good job
those
with those.
Really fun.
So this is just a show, and it is a reality show. It's him and his two sons.
Oh.
We talked about it a few months ago.
I don't even remember this.
It's called The Lowe Files. He and his two adult sons go searching for the paranormal. Like, they're trying to either debunk or find out or, you know, just explain the unexplained. So, I don't believe that this show has aired yet. This particular show, because the show is on TV right now. But the season finale includes him having what he claims is an incredible encounter in the Ozark Mountains with the wood ape, which is their version of Bigfoot.
The wood ape.
The wood ape.
Okay.
So the story is, of course, I'm sure, complete BS, and it'll be debunked on the show, but he's got to make you want to watch the show, so he's making it as intriguing as possible. He claims he had this incredible encounter. He told Entertainment Weekly, "I was lying on the ground thinking I was going to be killed." Very dramatic.
Mm.
I added that last part. it's all in the season finale, so he wouldn't give up a lot of details, but he did say, it's 1 in the morning. There are a lot of serious former military men with loaded weapons. Because I guess, you know, when you're going looking for the wood ape or Bigfoot and you want to be well protected. Then something starts approaching our camps that is defying their orders to stop and their warnings that they were armed. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh. Wow.
Is that from the show?
No.
That's just random, eerie music.
You just floated in spook.
So I guess there are a few more, you know, teasing details, and you can go to Entertainment Weekly and read them all. But Rob Lowe's A&E show, The Lowe Files.
Doesn't make me want to watch it.
I know.
Nope.
Because I don't believe in the whole wood ape thing. And,
yeah.
And frankly, if they're all armed, you know, shoot the thing. Let's have once and for all some proof that there's a Bigfoot. And,
right.
Come on. It's ridiculous. I was lying on the ground thinking I was going to be killed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. Boy, you with your stings. Those are lovely.
He's hard to take seriously because he's so pretty, too.
I know.
Yeah.
You expect him to be like, can I get a towel laid down before I lay down on the dirt?
He's pretty, but he's also dirty. Like, you know, like there have been allegations from nannies of all kinds of inappropriate sexual stuff. And then, of course, there was the tape of him years ago.
Well, that was it. Yeah. Young. He was young, though, at the time, too. You're saying nannies have made a bunch of accusations?
Oh, there have been some weird accusations about, like, him and his wife and why these nannies left or why he threw, you know?
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details, but there's, you know, he's got to, you scrape off the crust a little bit, and that pretty boy is he might like The Secret Show.
All right.
Put it that way. He might actually take our heads clean off on The Secret Show. Hooman. This one I think you'll be interested in.
Yeah.
So James Cameron, who did the Avatar movie and Titanic, and you know, he's amazing.
Highly overrated, but go on.
Stop it. You're crazy.
You don't like Terminator?
That was pretty good, but I thought Titanic was a large waste of time, and Avatar is worthless.
Oh, God.
Can you believe this guy?
God.
Can you believe what he's saying?
For all the hype, I swear when that ended, I went, thank God it's over. I'm out of here.
Oh, man, I just wanted to go live on... What was the name of that planet? Pandora.
Yep.
And Unobtainium. Just that name was so funny. It was almost like that was a working title for the element that they were going to mine off of this, and they were just like, we're sticking with it. Unobtainium.
Right.
Anyway, so he says that Avatar took him so long to put out in the first place because he had to develop all kinds of new technology. Like, it was supposedly the whole new type of 3D, and then even some of the camera stuff, because so much of it was just computer-generated.
But that part's true.
Right, so he had to come up with all this new technology, and now this new one, which... It's due 2020 in theaters.
Wow.
And that's been pushed back. I mean, when did the other one come out? Like 07, 08?
Anyone?
Does anyone
remember? No, it wasn't.
Oh, wait.
It would
2009, December 18, 2009.
So it'll be 13 years in the making of the first one and another 11 years ago. And doesn't he have at least, I think he said it was going to be a 5-part series.
Yeah.
He expanded it, yes,
right.
For sure.
So, there's one thing that, and I hate the 3D glasses. Like, I won't even go see a 3D movie because I don't want the damn glasses on, and they give me a headache, and I always feel like, oh, Jesus, if I got to put on special equipment to go watch a movie, like, what am I doing with my life? Stop it. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it just, ugh. So now, this latest technology that he's working on is 3D without the glasses. Somehow he's going to make it, I don't know if it's going to be like new screen technology or whatever. So movies you can watch in 3D without glasses. He's making 4 Avatar sequels. They're saying he could have the magic process ready to go for Avatar 2, if not one of the later ones. But that's what he's working on right now, so...
Well, he can get away with it because those characters are blue, and they don't age like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you got regular actors, they're going to look a lot older.
Well, these days, too, they just make people look any age that they want them to, you know?
That's true. That last Pirates, Johnny Depp looked really young.
Yeah.
Really young.
They took all the lines away. That has to be kind of neat for Johnny Depp to be like, yeah, that's me in this movie at this time. Like the olden days. Star Wars fans are willing to pay. Yeah, I know. It's great. But there were a few little, oh, yes, I'm one of those. I'm a nerd. Yay. What would you be willing to pay for the original R2-D2 droid? And I guess this was used in several of the films.
Does it work?
No, you have to. Well, remember, there wasn't so there even a guy inside?
Yeah, so it's something the guy climbed in. So
it's it's a shell.
It's a trash can. It's a pretty trash can.
Right? All done up. But it's the one that was in the movie. So it's, you know, the legit R2-D2. Like, you can see where some, you know, Star Wars nerd would be totally into that.
Oh. Whoa.
No, R2. I'm not going to go and down to the surface of the planet and rescue that. Well, you just don't seem to understand the perils involved.
How does that not end up in George Lucas's new museum?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Somehow it got out there. Let me see if I can... Somebody had it.
Is there an opening bid for this thing already?
Oh, it sold.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to say $500,000.
Oh, far more.
It's more than $500,000? I don't even have a guess. That's unbelievable.
I'm going to say...
That is so stupid.
$4
million. $2.76 million it sold for. Somebody had that kind of money to throw. You know, there are billionaires out
there.
You
can't blame people for what they spend their money on, but there's people out there who are listening to that going, and I can't buy a house. Mm-hmm. You.
I can't, you know, people who say, I can't even buy a car.
Right.
And you're
but
spending...
this person bought the R2-D2 doll.
I'm sure they worked very hard for their money.
Well, it is, right? I mean, it's just a
43
little...
inches
it's
tall.
It's pretty neat, though. I think it's very cool.
Sure. I mean, if you had that kind of money and that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure when he has parties with the friends that he or she has, it's got to be a guy, though, right? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or come see my R2-D2 doll.
Right.
It's the real thing.
A lady that bought it for her guy.
Right. Oh, that could be.
I mean, we all love our different stuff. I know that there's the guy who owns the Indianapolis Colts collects guitars from... the greats. Okay. And he's got Hendrix and Garcia and all these. I'd like to look at that, wouldn't you? A Prince
sure.
guitar, the real one, the one you've seen him play. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll walk through that room.
Right.
So, whatever.
As I'm reading details about this thing, they say here at the 43-inch tall unit, it was compiled from parts used throughout the filming of the original trilogy. So it sounds like it's Frankenstein together even. It's all the original parts, but of different units. No information on who purchased it. The most expensive item offered in a movie memorabilia auction. There were numerous things from the Star Wars franchise. There were Luke Skywalker's lightsaber, Darth Vader's helmet and shoulder armor. You're right. Why did some random person have this? You would think that George Lucas would have all this stuff. Anyway, they had estimated that it would sell for about $2 million, and then it sold for 2.76. So, congratulations to whoever spent 300 kids' college money on R2-D2.
Well, and to the guy who had that laying around in the garage for all that time, right?
Right. Congratulations
Score.
To him. Exactly. Battle of the Network Stars. When we were kids, there was a show called Battle of the Network Stars, and it was on, and it was. you know, I used to, there wasn't that much on TV, though, in my defense. You know, we watched what was on because that was what was on.
Well, wasn't it on, like, Friday nights?
I think it was. I
think I was too young to go out, so I had to watch TV.
Right. Well, that was why, I mean, Miami Vice and, you know, Fantasy Island, The Love Boat. We were kids, you know.
Right.
We weren't
Hazard,
going anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved that show. So anyway, it used to be, it was great. There were only three networks at the time. So it would be like a lot of soap stars and people from some of the primetime soap operas and then, mm-hmm. you know, random stars from the network, and they'd battle it out, you know, sort of these crazy different feats that they'd have to pull off. Now there are like 1,000 networks, mm-hmm. and so they're pulling from everywhere. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you see, you know, they'll count YouTube as a network and have some YouTube star on there.
That's the problem, though, is these the definition of star. You look and go, I don't even know who that is.
Right.
And someone will tell you, this person has 1 billion viewers mm-hmm. on YouTube. You're dumb. And you, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That one
I don't
has
know
missed
that.
Me. Right. The series premiere is tonight. It's on ABC, and the team captains are Ronda Rousey, the fighter, and Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware. They're going to each have their own teams. The teams for the first episode are former child stars. So, and they themed it out. A couple weeks ago, you had handed me something where they were showing like these different teams that were going to be on there. It would be like, you know, daytime soap opera stars or former child stars or people who lost a leg on TV, you know, whatever their different category. I don't know. They had all these million categories.
Can they compete?
You know, maybe.
Oh,
there
far out! The guy who lost his leg.
Yeah, this is going to be great. They're all from YouTube. So the teams for the first episode are former child stars: Joey Lawrence, uh-huh. Lisa Welchel.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Oh, Blair.
Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Who was on Survivor a couple of years
yep.
ago. Kim Fields.
And
also
was pretty weepy, too. Remember? Yeah. She was crying a lot.
I liked her, though. She came off pretty good. Corbin Blue. I've heard the name for sure, but I don't know what child star he is.
B-L-E-U?
B-L-E-U.
Someone said High School Musical.
Okay. I do. I know who that is. Right?
Are we Facebook Live right now? Oh, all right.
Oh, hey, Facebook.
Hi, Facebook.
Hi, guys.
Vaughn's working the camera.
Vaughn,
over there.
Did you show the
Facebook
food?
Facebook Live. Show the people. Let the party people be
hey,
on.
Hey, party people. So it's those four, Joey Lawrence, Lisa Welchel, Kim Fields, Corbin Blue, versus sitcom stars, Bronson Pinchot,
Perfect Strangers.
So right. psyched to have work right now. This is great. Dave Coulier. Full House.
Yeah, Uncle Joey.
Yeah. And Tracy Gold.
Growing Pains. Right.
And AJ Michalka.
Who's that? Anyone?
I don't know. Anybody?
Don't know.
AJ Michalka. So that is debuting tonight. If you're interested, it's that's on your TV. 9 o'clock on ABC. Or on demand at some other point.
AJ is a girl.
Oh. Well, she's a cutie.
I don't know.
Was she like a gossip cop thing or something?
I don't know where.
Hold on, let's pull out her wiki page.
She's a nice looking blonde lady.
She's an American actress. Oh, Ally and AJ. She's a singer. They have at least one hit I used to hear on Radio Disney when my kids were that age.
Mm.
And they've got her. Oh, yeah, there she is with her guitar. She's rocking out.
All right.
See if you can find that Ally and AJ hit.
All right.
It was. I don't know why her sister got shed out of this, but... And I guess she's an actress, too. She's been in some crap. The Goldbergs, it says here. Grace Unplugged.
The Goldbergs was a TV show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have All I Ever Needed by AJ Michalka.
Oh, you got to go Ally and AJ.
Oh, God.
Yeah, come on, Ally and AJ. I want to hear the hit.
Ally and AJ.
I want to hear the one I know from Radio Disney.
All right, let's see what we have. We have potential breakup song. Oh, Like Whoa?
I don't know.
All right, let's give that a shot.
I don't know this one, but it's wonderful.
It's not the worst thing I've heard.
No, we've heard way worse things. This is sad. This guy has run out of steam. Thank you, Brian. Singer Gary DiCarlo from the rock band Steam has passed away. He was 75 years old.
From what rock band?
Steam. This is their... I mean, do you know another Steam song?
I never even heard
na,
Steam.
Na, na, na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
All right.
So this is it. His one major claim to fame is also his swan song. So there you go. It's...
How'd he die?
He had lung cancer. Oh. We've been hearing a lot that a lot of people were losing
the ciggies,
to lung cancer.
They'll get you every time.
75 years old, Gary DiCarlo.
Oh, 75, though.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, sure. And that is his one major claim to fame. So there's that. And I'll just really quickly, because I'm running out of time here. During his show Sunday night at Germany's Wireless Festival, Justin Bieber took off his Yeezys and hucked them into the audience. Wow. And the right one.
Oh, so these are shoes.
Shoes. He took off his Yeezys. And the right one is already on German eBay. The starting bid is 5,000 euros. That's about $5,600. The left Yeezy has also surfaced. It has its own Instagram account. And if the account's legit, he wears an 8.5, a size 8.5 shoe.
Despacito.
Oh, so good.
Did she sing it yesterday?
Yeah, I was wondering if she did.
That girl here?
Patty is her name.
Patty,
where are you?
She's not here. There's a long list of people who were karaokeing last night.
So
we
many.
Didn't stay till the very end.
Did anyone hear that chick sing?
I'm
I don't remember anyone doing
egg.
Despacito.
I don't remember them doing
karaoke's killer, though, man. People jump right in, and the line gets long. Mm-hmm. And even if you wanted to, you might not have gotten
right.
to last
yeah.
night.
Well, did Christina wind up getting up there?
I don't. She went back to the party with you guys. I have no idea.
Yeah, she was hanging. She was, like, behind me. We were dancing up a storm. so fun.
It was super fun party mm-hmm. last night. All right, that's going to do it for the Celebrity Trash. We're broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Woo!
They're treating us like royalty over here. And what is coming up in the news, Jenny?
Best way to chill your beer. I've got 4th of July possibilities for you and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. This part of the program is brought to you by IKEA. They have done it right. We just chowed all that food that we had to stare at during the whole spring that Chef Bruno brought out here. And I think there's some left, so did some listeners get to check that out as well?
There's none left now.
Oh.
but listeners did get to partake.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more, while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by you all.
Woohoo! Yay,
thank you so much, you guys.
Here's what's happening. If you know, we're right around the corner from 4th of July already, everybody.
It's a few days away.
Man.
Snuck up this year.
Lasting through this year. Anyway, if you're looking for something to do, if you've thought about it and the campgrounds are booked and you're thinking what to do on 4th of July, you can go skiing.
Yeah.
They're open. Squaw and Mammoth will be open. If you want to go swimsuit skiing, they're there for you this 4th of July. And maybe even some days beyond that.
Maybe. Listen, and you go support our poor ski areas. They have had a tough couple of seasons. I'm so happy for them that they can stay open this long, make up some of the deficit.
Yeah, they're enjoying an endless winter.
Right.
So
it's probably the sloppiest skiing you'll ever do, but it's
whatever.
Totally worth it.
Yeah,
it's
totally
a party.
Something to do. If you've never skied in your swimsuit, it's actually fun. It's pretty cool.
Have you done it?
Absolutely.
Certainly never done that.
Amazon Prime Day, just to mention it, I know you guys love your Amazon orders.
Yes.
You're into it. I think the quote was something like, sometimes the boxes just pile up. I can't get to them all.
Yeah, it's just on. It's Christmas in my house every day.
Amazon Prime Day.
Sick opening stuff.
The third annual is for 30 hours, and there's hundreds of thousands of incredible deals for the 30 hours known as Amazon Prime Day.
What day is it again?
Yeah, what day is it?
It's July 10th.
July 10th. Oh, we've got to buy stuff.
I'll be out of the country on July 10th.
Well, I'll buy stuff.
Yeah, get me some stuff.
I'll get you stuff.
Oh, you guys are going to Germany.
I know.
So excited. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's pretty good stuff.
I'm excited.
So I used to do this all the time. The thing was how to get the coldest beer. And so you'd have a cooler, whatever party, and you'd be, you know, farming your beers. For us, for whatever reason, we thought spinning beer in ice
was the way.
Made it the coldest. So like donkeys,
this was the trick.
Here we are at a party spinning beer, which, I mean, chicks gotta love a guy spinning his beer, right?
Well, he clearly knows some tricks.
I mean, what's cooler than
that? That wrist action. I mean, that's...
Future alcoholic.
Here I am.
Future.
Right, no doubt. Anyway, I guess Mythbusters did this once before, so as you head into your summer parties, the best way to chill a beer is not ice, but ice water.
Oh.
And even better than that is salt ice water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say for some reason it can be even colder if it's got salt in the water.
That's like an ice cream thing, right? When you make your own ice cream, you have to use like salt with the ice and it makes it even colder. I don't know why, but that makes sense.
Have you made ice cream?
Yeah, I mean, at some point in my life, you know, everybody's got
is
one.
Is it like
of those...
rock salt, though?
Yeah,
yeah,
it
that
is
sounds
a certain
familiar.
Kind of
I think
salt.
We made it at one point, too.
You get like one of those crankers where yeah. like you're so over it about 3 minutes in and you still have to crank it for like an hour.
It's like, forget it, I'm going to Thrifty's.
I know.
Well,
your mom's like, you want an ice cream maker, you have to crank it.
Thrifty's, do they even have Thrifty? You have to go back in time to get
Thrifty's.
I know,
I sounded Thrifty's hella old, ice cream. Huh? It was like 15 cents for a scoop. Great.
Okay.
That's funny. Well, we're old.
Anyway, the best way to chill a beer, super fast, involves salt water. It's been on Mythbusters. They tested it back in 2005, and Popular Science just did a huge article on it.
Oh.
So to get the coldest beer, salt, ice, water.
Right. Mm.
Because the ice water completely touches every part of the can.
Mm. Does it say how long you got to leave it in there for?
It doesn't.
No. You ever forget a beer in the freezer?
Like yeah.
Stick it in the ice?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're faced. You know. Oh, I'll get this one. And then by then you're just over it. Pass out.
What happens if it freezes? Nothing?
Sometimes I'll explode.
Expands, huh?
Yep. Pop the cap and whatever.
And that's what you get.
Looks like the 90s frosted tip hairstyle's making a comeback. Those of you
like
who
that.
Held on to it all these years, you're about to get hip again. Good for you.
You've been in style the whole time.
I don't know this Guy Fieri guy's hairdo exactly, but they're quoting him as one of the dudes who's been running this thing forever, and he's about to be hip again, apparently. They say NSYNC used to do this, too. Mm. It's dudes with the frosted tips.
Yeah, and your friend's mom did it. I mean, remember, it was like a cap you put over your head and you pulled out little pieces
little
of your
strands,
hair.
Yeah.
And then you bleached
oh,
those.
Oh, that's how they do it.
I guess so. And that was how, like, I used to go over to my friend Ricky Rockwell's house all
Ricky
the time.
Rockwell.
Ricky Rockwell. And he lived right across the street from me, and his mom, Linda, had the tips.
Is he a DJ, too?
No, he's not.
Ricky Rockwell isn't a DJ.
No, he's like a real estate banker
oh.
guy.
You know what he looks like, right? Guy Fieri?
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
He's the cooking guy, drive-in. What are the 3Ds?
What? Drive, diner, dives. You guys are all yelling at once.
But he's a local dude also.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh look at him. That's so funny. Well, actually, in some of these, his hair is just totally bleached. But then when it grows out, it's...
So it's either Billy Idol or... Well, anyway, that's apparently making a comeback, according to some
Let's do it,
fashion.
Easy. Let's get tips.
I have highlights. They're expensive. Upkeep for your hair is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Price is outrageous.
I'll show you how to fix that problem.
Will you?
I got some clippers that'll straighten both you out in under 30 seconds.
I'm all set, thanks.
I'll do it for free.
All right, what a giver.
Are you going to keep your hair at this length?
Yeah, I like this
really length. Good.
Thanks. Looks good. You look good, Rocky. You know what's funny? So last night, everyone, if you weren't here or you just showed up for this morning, we did the karaoke, and Sarah got up and did My Sharona, and as we were watching her, I looked back over to her husband, and he was just beaming.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, watching you just rock, doing your thing, the My Sharona, and all your poses. It was good.
We just stand there.
Well, no, you were good, though. It was fun.
Oh, stupid ham. Couple drinks in. Mm.
You were into it. Anyway,
a woman
went into the Social Security office in Kingsport, Tennessee last Thursday, and she took off her engagement ring while she was waiting to put some lotion on her hands, and in the process, the ring dropped on the floor, her engagement ring. Mm. That's when, before she could pick it up, a guy quickly ran over, snatched it up, took it to the bathroom, and hid it. Keistered it.
Oh, no.
Oh, didn't just hide it like it wasn't a little hunt later in the bathroom.
No,
he
hid it somewhere where no one was going to be able to go find it. The woman called the cops, and they found the guy at a YMCA nearby where he was in a locker room trying to get it.
Oh.
He was trying to retrieve it.
With what, like a bent hanger? Like
I don't know what you'd use to...
Hook it out of there?
To fish that out of there.
Yeah.
But the cops are no dummies. They waited for him to get it before they arrested him. So they got the ring and returned it to the woman.
Yeah, gross. Yeah,
we have
boil
no
that
idea.
For like 9 hours?
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't know. Isn't that forever tainted?
Well, you just go to the Shane Company and drop it on their counter and go. Please clean that thing.
Right, I guess.
Whatever you do, just call me when it's clean.
You know what? Just make me a replica of this, and you can have this one back.
How's that happen?
I don't know.
There you are, just waiting in line. It drops to the floor, and someone snatches it and hides it there.
It's crazy.
That's... it's astounding what some people are up to. Was he, like, waiting for it to drop? Like,
He must have been watching her...
Just, I want that ring. If that drops, I'm going to get it and keister it. And I'm going to run to the Y and see if I can get it out. Like, he had a whole plan in place.
Right.
And what was she... I'm sorry. Where was she originally? Like, why is she lotioning her hands somewhere?
She was in line at the Social Security office. I imagine she was
just
killing time.
So she's just standing
time.
There. She goes into her own purse. It wasn't like they had a thing of
lotion
for everyone's convenience.
You know the bag? The bag with everything?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Some of you carry those.
Yeah.
What do you need? Kleenex? Yeah, I've got those.
Right. Hairbrush, hair tie.
Sandwich? Yeah.
I have candles. No problem.
Goldfish crackers? No problem.
Well, that sounds like a mom.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Individually packed baggies of snacks.
And there it is. That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's somebody's mom's ring got keistered by some dude. So, in general, I mean, there's... a divide in California, but in general, I'd say we're a pretty liberal state for the most part. There are other parts of the country, though, that elected Donald Trump. He is our president. He got elected.
Are you sure?
I know. Listen, so...
Isn't some crazy dream we're all in together?
There's a world of wrestling that I've never participated, watched any of the WWF, WWE, there's WCW, all that.
He loves that stuff,
I know.
Yeah.
And then there's even the backyard wrestling, and our guy Anthony, our overnight guy, is a wrestling character.
Mm-hmm. He's called the crazy mustache guy.
He runs a beard, and he's kooky looking, and he's a villain of some kind. Well, it's in Kentucky's independent pro Appalachian Mountain Wrestling Circuit.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's a title.
Now you understand where the politics are coming in.
Right.
Daniel Harnsberger is a villain, and he plays a guy with a liberal agenda.
Really?
He is the bad guy in there. He's a progressive.
That's so funny.
He's labeled himself as a progressive liberal. And he is the most hated villain in the world.
Has he got a beating heart outside on his sleeve?
The character leans not just left, but far left, everyone. So there you go.
That's pretty funny.
The Appalachian Mountains, everyone. Right. That's where that's happening. Motorcycle lover is going to be buried in his Harley Davidson sidecar. Is it wrong?
No.
I think it's neat, too.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
I think that you should be able to do whatever you want with your body after it's dead. Whatever your wackiest, wildest wishes are, you know, you're dead. Do what the guy wanted.
Yeah, if he can afford it.
Sure.
We should. The city shouldn't have to pay for that.
No,
but,
oh, Lord, no. Sure.
So that's pretty neat. The guy lived to be 89 wanted to be buried in his sidecar.
Does he have to be folded up?
I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that will
they
work.
They don't seem like you'd go full length in those.
You know,
things.
I always wanted to be cremated, and then I heard that, is it Degrassi?
Neil deGrasse?
That
Tyson?
Guy? I heard him talking about how what he wants is to be buried so that he can become part of the future Earth and be recycled back into the planet. And he made it sound delightful. But I was like, God, that really
does
sound good.
If you get buried in a coffin, they say that that's not going to happen to you. Like that you need to be wrapped in a sheet and thrown into the dirt for that to happen. Like there's a whole movement of people that want to be buried like that. Like plant a tree over me and I truly am fertilizing the tree. But if you're in a vault and in a coffin,
Do you know, it sounds like you do. Is there a rule we have to be in coffins or do we just all, because we're mourning... fall for the a coffin, right? Yeah, whatever you say.
You know, I'm not sure if there's a rule, but you know, the only reason I even really have thoughts on this is because of. Did you guys see the episode of Six Feet Under?
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, that's the only reason I know about
it.
Brenda,
Nathan,
Nate's yes.
girlfriend or mother of his kid or something. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what the relationship was. She croaks. And her idea, she is like, wants to go back to the earth. So he pretends to get her cremated and then he wraps her in a shroud and goes out. Because I think it's illegal to bury people wherever. Like they're supposed to go either be cremated or be buried properly, like a proper cemetery, marked grave, that kind of thing. But he goes out into like
and
the top of a hill
drops
and,
her.
And buries her.
Digs a hole.
It's so horrible
her.
Too. He has to dig the hole and then he's like, you know, crying and heaving the body. I mean, it's just nothing
Yikes.
Good about it. But she got her wish and she went back to the earth.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Topic,
we're
huh?
still
yeah.
I didn't mean for it to really go there, but it did. Sorry.
We should get what we want after we die.
Let's see here. So Vinny is gonna bleep talk R2-D2, but he bought La Crusade pans. To get iron into his food. That's not the way that went.
And how is
and
that
those
are totally different things.
And how
I don't
is
understand
that any
the comparison.
Way the same?
I'm with you.
But how my kid's that? Iron deficient. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
How's your skillet?
We're using the pan you bought us.
And it's
well, actually,
harder.
We're using all of them.
Right.
But the actually, the, it's called the Dutch oven.
Oh, yeah.
The
Lux
Crusade.
It's
no,
a,
not
it's
that.
It's a piece of crockery.
You dirty people.
Wow. God, you Dutch. It's, all the dudes are cackling at that one.
Just like the one from this morning, huh, hon?
Dudes. God.
It really does make chicken and potatoes like you wouldn't believe. It's excellent.
It's lovely.
Sorry, anyway.
Dopey. It's not your fault.
The original R2-D2 is at Lucasfilm in the Presidio. It's on display upstairs.
Oh.
How is it possible, then, that someone paid...
They said it's... That was the thing that sort of struck me, too. Someone paid $2.76 million for one that's compiled from pieces. Like, apparently there's documentation, and it's all authentic, but it's not apparently the main one. It's cobbled together from pieces used.
So there it is. The
three.
Main one is at Lucasfilm in the Presidio.
Yeah. But somebody was like, that's worth $2.76 million to me. And clearly right. someone was bidding against him. Like it was worth that to a couple people. He didn't just shoot that number out of his head hole. Is that it?
Yeah, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The third American Idol judge.
Oh.
Very interesting. It could just be a rumor, but very, very interesting. And this might be the mean one.
Oh.
Which would be kind of good. Right after these from the Fairmont.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.